Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, November 27th. Jen, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
It is. Good morning, everyone.
It means it's a Thursday, and today's a Wednesday. Just say, in case you can't do the math.
Is that how the week goes?
Yeah. In case you can't do the math.
Oh, man. Who knows what day it is anymore anyway?
Exactly. Plus, you don't know what you're going to say once the mics are on. So there you go. Sometimes just stupid things come out.
Oh, it's so true. I feel like stupid things come out of my mouth with or without a mic.
Right.
Yeah.
But we try to say all the stupid things before we go on the air.
Yeah.
So then we try to make a little sense when we finally talk to you guys.
Hopefully.
But yeah. You know, so but I'm excited. Today's raining, and I love rain. And you know,
love
but I was
too.
Thinking about it. As much as I love it, I was going to move to Oregon, and there it rains a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I could take this like every day for weeks on end.
Yeah, it's like sunny there as much as it rains here.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. Like opposite.
I know. So, and I happened to be there twice when it was sunny the whole time. So I'm okay. Like, yeah, that's cool. You know,
yeah, it's amazing here.
Right. Exactly. But it's not the same. And I thought, you know, when it's dark like this every day, I guess you really want the sun after a while. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's good I didn't move. I don't know. I guess too much of anything is not good. You
it's
know?
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying the chilly rainy weather, you
yeah.
know, like I'm kind of sad I didn't pack any of my winter coats. I'm definitely gonna bring some back. I'm going back east tomorrow until Wednesday actually, so
yeah.
I'm gonna bring
that's
back
cool.
You're not gonna
right.
see this my same outfits anymore. I'm gonna have all different outfits.
Outfits,
I'm bringing more clothes. I can't wait.
Okay, well you better bring summer ones because you're not gonna have much winter here anymore. It's gonna be only about a few more weeks and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
And you saw that the winter here still is sunny and warm and stuff. So.
It is sunny and warm.
But we got to wear our winter clothes today, so I'm a little excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, a little warm. And yeah, so they're saying the storm is actually, I mean, there's more than one storm, you know. There's like one here, and one's going to follow you where you're going in the northeast and stuff. So
yeah, I think it's only supposed to be rain, though, there. It's not supposed to be snow, so hopefully my flight won't.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know.
Because that's not what I was reading here.
I talked to my sister this morning, and that's what she said.
Oh, okay, because I'm looking at the northeast, and it says... well, okay, let's hope she's right. Because,
let's hope.
Yeah.
My flight gets canceled. I'll be so sad.
I know. Or like, you know, you get there and you can't fucking land, you know. I don't know where they'd send you. But
let's see.
But that would suck, you know.
Okay, it says 57 degrees in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where I'm from, right next to Philly.
And what about... are you flying into JFK or LaGuardia? Or
no, that's New York. I'm south, so I'm flying into Philly.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, Philadelphia. Oh. So let's see. It says Thursday is going to be windy. Yeah, and then just rain over the weekend.
Oh, okay, good.
More
well,
rain.
Windy means not a smooth landing, but you'll
yeah,
make
that's
it.
True. Yeah. I know. I hate the turbulence. I'm always the one clawing my seat. I'm just like, please.
Yeah. Please, you know how hard it is to land the plane when it's windy?
I don't want to know.
They have to like turn it sideways, you know? Almost. Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it. I'm not a big
you
fan
know,
of
I,
flying.
I took flying lessons, and that's the thing is that...
yeah, you said you had a bad experience.
Yeah, a couple times. But, I mean, I also like made it doing cross-country solo, and I did manage to get to where I was going. There was no GPS back then. You know, mind
that. How did
you know
which way to go?
Well, you have maps and and you kind of use the...
Maps of the air?
Yeah, you know, of mountains and stuff.
Oh,
so
my
So you're supposed to find yourself And they had what they call transponders, but I never knew how to use it.
Right.
So it's like, it sort of like tells you where you are, but I never knew how to use it. I just flew.
Somehow
I managed, you know, I like overflew where I was supposed to go. And then I realized that based on the mountains.
Right.
So I went back and all that. So I managed somehow.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it can get scary, you know.
Yeah, I bet. I wouldn't leave flying up to me.
Right.
I would not. Hello, I'm going to be your captain today. This is Jennifer.
Right.
Good luck to us all.
So the hardest part really is landing. And when it's windy, forget about it, man.
Yeah.
It's really hard. So
spooks me out, especially those tiny little planes.
Right.
I feel like a tiny plane is just asking for it.
Right, exactly.
That's how I feel. I'm like every movie ever where like there was a plane involved that went down was like a tiny plane with celebrities on it.
Yeah.
You know, like La Bamba, like all of it. Like,
yeah, right. I know.
Oh,
but
man.
And plus, you know, you have to trust the pilots because they fly thousands of hours, you know.
So, you gotta hope so.
Yeah. So they do that thing every day, you know.
Right.
So you hope that, you know, with that one job.
Fingers crossed. There were a couple years ago, they found a bunch of pilots. I forget what airline it was, but a bunch of pilots were like drinking.
Yeah, right?
They were like, drink. I was like, no.
I know. That's crazy. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can wait.
Yeah.
You can totally wait. Please.
Yeah. Well, I have a story here waiting about this school driver who was caught drinking beer. School bus driver.
There you go.
School bus driver. Okay. And she was arrested. And, I mean, they have video in the fucking bus, you know. It's not like you can get away with it.
Right. And like put it in your Camelback or something.
Well, she actually stopped the bus at a 7-Eleven, went, got two beers, went back in the bus and drank it as she was driving.
That's someone who just has a problem.
Right?
Yeah, if you can't wait
at least
a few hours.
I mean, you have kids in the fucking bus, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
It doesn't matter who's on the bus. Like, you're responsible for other lives.
Right.
That's so crazy.
So imagine how often that happens, you know? I mean, especially with, like, Uber drivers, you know?
I mean,
do you know what they did before they picked you up? You have no idea.
No
they could
idea.
Have been taking drugs, drinking.
No.
Anything.
Yeah. And they say the Uber Eats people eat your fries.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, if there's piping hot fries next to me, I might take one. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get to enjoy them fresh out, but I can.
I know. I'm afraid to go into Ubers, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, they say that they're installing on, it's either Lyft or Uber, they're installing emergency buttons because of there was, like, a few women who got, like, attacked by their,
right.
by their drivers. Yeah,
right.
So now they're installing, like, emergency buttons in the back seats of people who have Ubers. So it's almost like, you know, for the... For seniors, they have those like life alert buttons. It's going to kind of be like that.
You think so? Because I was reading they do that in the app or something.
Mm.
So, because I don't know how practical it is to install it in every car, you know? And
right.
I mean, the driver could disable it and all that shit. So I don't know what's going on. But
they could.
Yeah, but maybe in the app or maybe they would know if they messed with it, you know?
Yeah. It would just be kind of hard when you're under distress to kind of. Okay, like, let me get my wits about me to, like, type in the code to open my phone.
Well,
now let me open the app.
Well, maybe you just keep the app open while you're driving.
Yeah, you could.
While you're going on the ride there. But
it's just crazy out there.
Yeah, who needs all that, you know?
Yeah. It's a mess out there.
Yeah, take a fucking cab, man. And then you have somebody to sue, too, you know, if something happens.
Definitely somebody to
sue. Yeah.
Make some money.
Exactly. You know, I mean, with Uber, it's like, who are you going to sue? If they get you in trouble, you know?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Maybe Uber. Uber's pretty, I think they're pretty lawyered up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I'm sure they wouldn't want to have all that, I don't know.
The bad publicity.
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine everybody would fucking sue their ass if that was true. So
I would.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's pretty crazy.
I know. It's scary out there. You think you're just like going for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know.
I know, especially as a woman, you know, I would not get into a fucking strange car, man.
I know. It's weird out there.
Yeah. A lot of fucking weirdos and they're all men.
And make sure, I know, right? Jeez. And make sure before you get in the car, you check the license plate. to make sure that it's the right license plate of the car you're getting into.
That's true.
You know, for I mean, for more than just safety reasons. Like, I've definitely had people get in my cab, my Uber or Lyft before, and it was my car, and they got in and they were waiting at the same location as I am.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they didn't know what car to get into.
Right, and then I'm sitting there fighting them, like, I'm fighting with Uber and fighting with Lyft, like, hey, someone else got in my car, then you have to go through this whole process of getting your money back, and it's a big pain, and then they try and just give you credit, and I'm like,
right,
I don't want credit, I want my money.
Right, yeah. I know, I did Uber for about exactly 3 weeks before I give it up, but...
Yeah, not a fan.
Because I mean, I was curious, and also I thought, you know, give me something to do in the evenings after I work here.
Yeah.
Although it's not like I really needed work, but I thought, oh, meet some interesting people, and drive around, I like to drive.
Yeah.
And everything, so... But I would do it only at night, well, except maybe weekends or something, but because of the traffic, you know, so I figured... Daytime traffic is horrendous. I'm not going to be driving. I want to enjoy myself. So I did it only at night. But, I mean, some of the things that happen to you, know, some of the people. Like, I had an SUV, and I go to pick up this guy, and he brings up a brings out a wet dog that's been in the pool, right?
Ew.
Now, dogs stink when they're wet.
Yeah.
You know? He was going to put him in my fucking car. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, there's other people I'm going to take today.
Yeah, your car's going to smell forever.
Exactly. It's going to be wet. And even though you're putting the towel down and shit, but...
The dog's going to shake off.
Right. You know? Told him sorry. So he got pissed. He gave me 0 stars, whatever.
Good.
But I don't give a shit, you know?
Good.
But, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know? Who wants to do that?
Ew.
And you realize you're just a servant, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're like worse than a cab driver, really.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, who the fuck needs that? You know, it's
right.
Not like I needed the money. And the money's not great either. You know?
I know. I have friends that have done Uber. And I think, like, the caliber of money that people make out here is different than it is in New York. Because, like, my friends out here who have done Uber, they're like, yeah, you can make money. And then I've talked to my friends who have come here from New York and done Uber. And they're like, it's garbage money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's different in a lot of industries here. Like, in restaurants, I know you don't make as much money here as you do in New York. By like half, which is crazy to me. I'm like,
cause everything's so expensive there, huh?
I mean, it's expensive here too.
I know, we complain about that, but apparently it's even more expensive in New York.
It's true. I mean, I think the thing is that in restaurants, see, people here have like homes and they have space so they can entertain people in their houses. But in New York, no one has any space, so everyone goes out.
I see.
You know, so... In order to, they're spending their time out and partying. It's not like they can grab some booze and just go back to the house and hang out.
See,
you know,
okay, right.
I mean, I had 10 people in my 400 square foot studio, and we were all sweating our butts off, like it was a mess. We were like, oh, air, you know.
Yeah,
but
wow.
Yeah.
So, but between the gas and all the time you're spending on the road and all that shit, it's like it's not worth it. And I also realized, you know, what happens is. Sometimes you waste a lot of time because someone might take you to a really far place and it's, let's say, 10, 11 p.m. And there's, you can't pick up anybody to go back with you. So you're coming all that way back empty, you know?
Right.
And it's bullshit, you know? So I realized, I don't know, man. The only way you can make a lot of money is if you work 12 hours a day.
Who wants to do that?
Too much.
Yeah.
That's too much. So, yeah, people have been complaining about it, but, you know... I'm one that says, you know, if you're not happy, leave, you know?
Yeah.
Stop with the fucking protests and demonstrations and strikes and all that stuff. I don't get it, you know? Like last night, I saw on TV, they were striking at LAX and blocking traffic and shit. The food people that provide food for the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
They were like walking out. And you know what? I mean, I don't like to talk about this much, but... It really irritates me when you see people that can barely speak English, and they were interviewing some of them, all right? So these people, you know, are new here, and they come here and they fucking go on strikes. I mean, what the fuck? You know, I mean, you come in here, just shut up and enjoy and be grateful, you know? But you come here from a country that treats you like shit, and you go on strikes here? I mean, what is that, you know? So that pisses me off. I don't know, man.
They're trying to assert whatever rights that they may have, and I get that, but at the same time.
But, I mean, that's going overboard, you know? I mean, when I came here, I felt like I'm a guest here, you know? And just be grateful I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and they, so I just figured they abused the rights, you know? But what the fuck do I know?
I mean, yeah, I feel like everyone sees things so differently, and it's hard to to get people on the same page with that kind of thing. And I mean, it depends too, like, you know, if there's a specific circumstance that's going on in their job where they're really not being treated well, I understand that. But for the most part,
usually for more money, you know, I mean, so.
And minimum wage here is high. It's what, $15?
Right.
Something like that.
Well, not yet. They're talking about bringing it up to 15, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's lower than that. I think it's more like around 10 or 11. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look
it up.
There's
no way. There's no way.
Minimum wage in California? Yeah, here, let's see. Or let's say Los Angeles, okay? $12.
Yeah. 12, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, January 2019, it increased to $12 from $10.50.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
When I was a server in New Jersey, it was... it wasn't minimum wage, but you made $4.14 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. And then in New York, you make, I think it was about $10 an hour. And then here, most of the serving jobs, you make $14.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
To have that backup.
And you get tips here too, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good tips, yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
I know my son finally got a good bartender job. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's doing well. He's happy now. But
what neighborhood?
Out here in Sherman Oaks, down the street. Yeah.
Great.
So it's pretty cool. And it's a restaurant bar, you know. So
nice.
It's nice. And yeah, he was frustrated for a while. He also had a lot of jobs when he came back from college in San Francisco. And he couldn't find anything, you know.
Yeah.
And he majored in biochemistry. So he figured, I'm going to go work at a lab or something.
Sure.
So he ended up at a lab where they test marijuana, right? So, but he hated it. He said, I'm so overqualified for this. I sit around all day and shit. So he got really depressed about it. And then he just walked out one day.
Yeah, I know. I know so many people who have degrees that are alongside serving and bartending and everything. The job market's really rough right now.
Yeah.
You know? But it's good he got something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine it being rough, and the unemployment is the lowest it's been since like 1969, you know? So there's low unemployment, and yet it's so hard to find a job. And I believe you because, you know, when I was looking for like co-hosts and stuff or an assistant here, I got literally hundreds of applications. You know? So people are desperate.
Yeah, I know. You know? I finally got a job Monday, and I've been going out two to three times a week on foot, handing out resumes.
Wow.
And two to three times a week on my computer. I've been on days that I've come home from the radio show, I've been on the computer for 8 to 12 hours.
Wow.
Just sending out resumes, sending out applications.
Right.
I'm like, if
the
I
the job you just got, was that from mailing or walking in?
I walked in.
Really?
Yeah, they had
so
something
works,
on Craigslist.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It works. I know. My son actually the same way. He walked into this place.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they were looking for a job. They were advertising or anything. He just walked in and they took him. So you got to hit the sidewalk.
No, you really do.
People don't understand that, but a job's not going to come to you, you know, and when you mail one, you're one of hundreds, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, so you really have to go in and show them that you want it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're overwhelmed with that many applications, many of them you don't even ever get to.
Oh, I'm sure they're not even literally
seeing they don't
all
get
of them.
There, right?
Yeah. Totally.
You know, I mean, you're just overwhelmed. You're like, fuck, man.
Yeah. You versus know, like a person comes in and you get to see their personality, how they act. They're, you know, I mean, when you just get random applications or resumes online, you're bringing anyone in.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're like till they come in and how many people can you bring in, you know.
Or how real their resume is.
Right. It's a whole mess, you know. And a resume is not enough. You need to be with the person. You need to see what they're like.
Build
that
rapport,
The mannerism and
totally.
Because they're going to be working with people, you know, whether it's their colleagues or customers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just on paper, that's not enough, you know.
Yeah, really, I mean, isn't. I've really been leaning on my New York experience. I kind of walked into this place and I was like, hey, I'm Jennifer, you know, I'm here for to apply for this position. Here's my resume. And she was like, okay, great, thanks. And I was like, I just moved here from New York City. I have a ton of experience. Like, okay. And then they sat me down and hired me on the spot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right on the spot.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's not like they asked you to call back or...
No.
Wow.
Right then and there.
You see, it was meant for you.
I know.
It was meant
to be. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Right when you're about to give up, things happen, you know?
I know.
Yeah. It just shows you, you got to be persistent, you know?
I know. So much persistence. I never would have thought it would have taken 3 months to get a serving job in Los Angeles.
Huh?
Yeah. Not with my experience. No way.
Right.
I've been serving for over 10 years. Working in bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
Bartending, serving.
But that's the thing. All the actors and stuff are looking for the same things, you know?
I know.
So it's tough.
It's saturated market out here.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man. They keep talking about how many people are leaving the state. And if I could, I would for this.
You got enough?
Yeah, 40 years is plenty to live in any one place, you know.
You want to go to Oregon?
Or other
Vegas?
Places. I mean, there's not Vegas again. No, I've lived there twice. That was enough for me. But there's places, you know. I mean, there's nice places in the States for sure.
So many, yeah.
Right?
That you can get way more property for cheaper, too.
Right.
Yeah.
You can fucking buy a house, you know. I mean, even if you're renting. When I was where I was going to move to, I already like paid like a month in advance to rent this place right on a lake.
Mm.
I mean, right on the lake.
Yeah.
$1,500 a month for a three-bedroom house.
Oh, my gosh.
A house on the lake for $1,500 a month.
That's what I paid for a 400-square-foot studio in New York.
Right, you know.
What a joke.
And here I had a dock for a boat and everything. And you go, wow, you know, there's actually a different way to live.
Completely.
You know.
It's all about what you want to do.
Exactly.
You know.
And some people like the big city, but like I said, I've had enough of it.
Yeah,
know?
Totally.
Had enough.
I'm enjoying the change of pace here as opposed to New York.
Yeah, you just got here. I mean, you know, there's a lot to be excited about in L.A.
Yeah.
A lot to love, for sure.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you get jaded after 40 years anywhere.
I bet. Anywhere you are, yeah.
It's all the same all the time. And
it's true.
But I can't leave. I got a business here. You know, and you don't want to give that up and go somewhere else. And you don't know what you're going to get over there.
Yeah.
And
oh, I wanted to tell you, when I was training last night at this new place, this one girl kept singing your favorite song.
Really,
yeah,
Senorita?
She was singing it over and over.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole night. I was like, it was so good. I was like, my friend loves this song.
Yeah, I love it. That's true. There's not a lot of new songs I love, but that one is amazing. And I guess they connected after the song, right? The singers, like, what's his name, Mendez and...
Shawn Mendez?
Yeah, and Camille.
Are they dating now?
Yeah, they're dating now.
Nice. He's cute.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's real cute.
She is cute, too.
Yeah, she is cute. But he's, like, real cute.
Yeah. Right?
Oh,
her name? Camila Cabello or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, Cabello, I think, yeah.
Let's see.
But, yeah, that's a cool song. And that's right, it's Shawn Mendes is his name. And they did a pretty cool video for the song, too.
I saw stills from it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. But in other news, did you hear about that museum heist in Germany?
No.
They stole like so much stuff, and you go, and it was like from a castle, right? And you go, how the fuck do they do that, you know?
Wait, so they took stuff from a castle?
Yeah, there's a museum in a castle. And I mean, this is like jewelry from like 17th century, 18th century stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Diamonds and all that stuff. And I mean they yeah, like a
Where's
sword
the security
and, yeah, I mean, I don't know what the hell, how they were able to do this, but I heard part of it on the news. And I guess what they did, they started like a fire down the street,
mm-hmm.
and distracted people and turned off the power, and somehow got in. And, you know, I mean, they were breaking the glass and taking all the stuff.
So they planned this.
Oh, duh. You know, I mean, to do something like this, you just don't walk in.
And, you know, like, oh, look at that castle. Let's see what kind of fun jewelry they have inside.
Yeah, let's see if we can break in.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. But they say it's hard to get rid of this stuff, you know, because it's so expensive that people would know it right away. But they're saying some collectors don't give a shit. They just buy the stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's so crazy to me. I wish I had disposable money like that.
Yeah, I mean, throw it around. A sword made of old diamonds, if you can imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff is really pretty, but, yeah, so I guess people still do this with all the security, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you think it's just in the movies, but...
It's, yeah, no, there.
But when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, probably... is what it's worth. People will do anything, you know. They get very creative.
They get crazy about it. Yeah. They're like, oh, man, they just see the dollar signs in their eyes and they're ready for it.
I know.
Like, let's,
you know,
go.
It's worth the risk, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. I love heist movies. Have you seen?
Yeah.
Do you like them too?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big action fan.
Yeah.
I've always been. Yeah, I grew up. My dad always watched a lot of action movies, so I grew up
I like heist movies because there's not a lot of, like, blood and shooting and stuff.
Right.
It's action, but, you know, it's more, like, psychological. And
yeah, totally.
Like that, and
yeah.
Twists and stuff. But, you know, action movies, I got to tell you, it's like every... movie is like with guns and shooting and killing.
I know.
And I'm like, how many of these can you watch, you know? Like, his daughter gets kidnapped, his wife gets killed, and then it's revenge, you know?
Right.
And it's always the same.
And then you have to keep, like, lowering the sound on the TV because it's, like, too loud during those scenes, and then suddenly they're talking all quietly, so then you have to raise the volume, and then another scene happens, you have to re-lower the volume.
Right, you know?
Just and fighting just, with it.
And senseless killing all the time, and I'm like, why are we so violent in this society? You know?
I know, it's desensitizing.
So I guess you could suggest that I watch some dramas, but some of those are, it's like Oscar type movies,
yeah,
that I can't get into, you know. But
sometimes,
yeah, sometimes they're good ones, but for the most part,
I know you want to, like, see them cracking a code or something,
right,
fun,
yeah. I mean, even like James Bond, usually there's not a lot of killing and stuff, you know.
No.
It's like action and. There's no blood ever.
Yeah, James Bond is cool. I feel like the last one I saw, I just, like, couldn't really get into it that much because it was just so, like, flashy. It was just so L.A., Hollywood flashy. Like,
really?
Look at this fast car going really fast with the hot girl in the passenger seat. And he's, like, he's got, like, a straight face and wearing a suit and he's not smiling and it's just so serious. And I'm just like...
I know. That's why Daniel... Craig, I'm not crazy about him as James Bond. That's the only one I didn't like, really.
It's a little too serious.
Yeah, and the movies are not great. I don't know. I mean, I watched all of them, and decidedly I felt all of them sucked.
Yeah.
Although some people like him, you know. But Pierce Brosnan was good, Roger Moore, Sean Connery. I mean, they were like real James Bonds.
Right, totally. So Daniel Craig and Rami Malek, the guy from Bohemian Rhapsody, they recently, they're working on a film together right now.
Oh, really?
And apparently Rami Malek said in an interview that they were rehearsing and they don't know who initiated it, but Daniel Craig's arm ended up around his waist and they ended up making out. During rehearsal. And I'm just like imagining Daniel Craig, who's like super, super straight, you know, like... Right. Just that just happening between the two of them. He's like, I don't know who initiated it, but it just suddenly started happening. And then I was making out with Daniel Craig. Like,
what the hell's wrong with people?
I was like, I guess when you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Those actors are weird.
I know. I often wondered what it was like for them to make Brokeback Mountain, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where you have two, like, straight guys. And they're doing all these scenes and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Although I never saw the movie.
Yeah.
But, I knew about it and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I imagine
you really have to be a good actor, you know.
Yeah, I feel like once you break the seal,
right.
You know, once that initial time happens, it's probably much easier.
Right.
But working up to that initial time, I imagine it being a little nerve-wracking. I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking having to kiss someone in a scene when they're the gender you're attracted to. you know, and then you make it the gender you're not into, and you're kind of like, oh God,
I know,
you know,
especially guys, you know, so
I know guys are so squirmy about that kind
of
thing.
I know there's a lot of lesbian movies and stuff, and people are like okay with that.
Yeah, so okay with it, but when it comes to a dude, I mean, there's this like stigma that like women can like hook up with other women and it's fine. It doesn't mean anything. But as soon as like a straight dude hooks up with another straight dude, it means they're secretly gay.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And that's, I mean, who knows what that means? It can mean so many things. All the options are endless, but
yeah,
it's just,
yeah, well,
guys,
when
are
you're
extra
right,
squirmish.
Around another penis, you're pretty much gay.
But there's a lot of fluidity these days.
Yeah, I guess there is.
There is, and it's the options are only, there are only more options opening. Yeah, you know, yeah. Who knows in 5 years from now how many more like sexual identities that'll exist. You
know,
there's,
God, it's giving me a headache.
There's so many out
about
there.
That, you know,
it's a lot to keep up with. You know, every time you turn around, there's a different one. But you just have to be accepting and just learn and be open. And people need to be open to understanding that people are trying to learn out there. You know.
Right.
Like pronouns that people have now, like people being called they and things right. like that. It's like, it's a sensitive topic for a lot of people. And, you know, sometimes you get it wrong. Like I called someone, sir, and they were like, sir. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, I prefer to go by they. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm so sorry. Like I didn't know, you know, but it's, you know, you can't get offended by it. You just have to educate people, you know, if you are the person going by a different pronoun, just educate people, because they don't know.
Are, you know, I don't give a shit what he says. I'll call him sir if he looks like a man, you know.
Right. And if they correct you, just be like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever you go by
exactly.
is fine.
Whatever you go by, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm not one for political correctness, you know. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I call him as I see him, you know.
Yeah,
but you're right. I mean, the thing is, at least don't judge people, you know, because let them do whatever the hell they want.
Right.
Know?
But in return, they also have to be open to understanding that, you know, someone who's going by an original pronoun may not know what they're going through. So,
right.
you know, if they call you the wrong thing, just, you know, correct them, explain it, maybe have a right. conversation about it. But
yeah.
try not to get offended, because this is like a pretty new thing that's coming. I mean, it's been going on for years, but it's a new thing that's more prominent nowadays, you know. So
right.
just be kind to each other, be open to conversation, and
right.
that's all you can do, you know. We're all
no,
trying
absolutely.
To learn.
I mean, there's somebody, I think they've been here a couple times, kind of a famous songwriter, okay?
Mm.
But I think she goes by a woman, but she looks like a man to me,
mm.
okay? So it's probably like a trans, but... But I don't know. I don't see a big effort to look like a woman, you know. So, I mean, there's lipsticks, there's makeup, there's all that stuff. But it reminds me of a guy. So, I mean, is it my fault that I don't know what they are? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to feel bad thinking, should I call him a man or a woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like
right, and then there's that weird dance,
like
dancing
she.
Around, like, what do I do? What do I say? Like,
right.
do I just say they
right.
or
so, you know,
you?
So you just go by whatever. I mean, if they don't take the time to make it clear, then I can't know what they're thinking.
I think it's safe to just call them by their actual name.
Right,
what
but
I
if
try
you're talking
and do.
About them in third person, what do you say, they?
Yeah, like if I was talking about you, I would say, yeah, that's what Sam said, or,
right.
yeah, Sam, da-da-da-da. Like, I would try to avoid at all costs. But that's also just me not knowing, you
right.
know? So if you don't know, I would just try and avoid it.
Right, but if I'm talking to you and I'm describing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what am I supposed to say, he or she or they? I mean, it's not they, because it's not, it's only one person.
Yeah.
You know, so... That's what I'm saying. I mean, it creates
yeah.
a lot of confusion, you know?
Yeah, no,
but
it
whatever,
does.
If they're happy, I mean, look, they probably have a harder life than I do just trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's confusion are, you know? Now because we're all getting used to it, but that's why conversation should be open.
Yeah.
You know, without that conversation, no one's going to learn. So we have to just be nice to each other and understand and not get mad. They, you know, people shouldn't get mad at people who don't understand. Because we don't understand, and
right.
just trying to have conversations, and
yeah,
I mean, I know it's a weird position in both places, but
right.
like you said, it'd be hard to even imagine what they're going through.
Yeah, well, pretty idealistic, but it sounds good.
Yeah. Easy, easy.
So Friday is Black Friday.
And then we have
Cyber Monday. Sometimes I kind of feel like going, you know, because everybody else is going, you know.
It's a shit show out there.
I know. At the same time, I'm like, fuck, you know. I remember what happens is it's a day off. I figure, you know, everybody's going to the stores, I'll go too. But you forget what a craziness it is, you know, because I don't necessarily go for the low prices. I just want to go shopping. But people go there, you know, and they create such lines that you go, why am I here today?
And they're violent to each other. They're violent. They are. They're like every like evening, the news, the night of Black Friday, there's always photos of like someone getting beaten up by somebody else in line or something because of like a TV deal or whatever.
I know.
You know, if you can't get out there early enough, don't beat up someone who got there first.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I just... I guess I went to get something at Walmart, last lines and everything. I'm going, why am I here, you know? Mm-hmm. I can't even move inside the store.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And,
not to mention traffic, like the parking lots.
Right. So it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, don't sign me up.
Exactly.
Don't sign me up.
It's too crazy, you know?
I mean, I'd rather do Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
So much more civilized.
I know. Plus, you know, I mean, if you don't need something, why even buy it, you know?
I know.
Just because it's Cyber Monday, so you save $10.
Yeah, you're like, it was only $5. I'm like, yeah, but I don't need this at
exactly,
all. So
you know?
It's five unnecessary dollars spent.
I know. I mean, I did that once, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. I went to Best Buy, and there was a TV for like less than $400. I'm like, wow, I'll buy it. But I didn't really need it, you know?
Of course
so
not.
I ended up hanging it here on the wall.
It really tricks you into thinking you do need it.
Right.
You know?
Because you go, I can't pass up this deal, you know?
I know. That's why I end up, like, I'll go into, like, a bargain store, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to get, you know, these three things that I need, and then I leave $50 later because everything was, like, $3 and under. So now I have this bag of, like, treasures. But I don't need half of them.
Yeah.
I just got them because they were $3.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
like, I need these
count,
stickers for showers.
Yeah.
What a mess.
So, this is interesting. They found a frozen, they don't know if it's a puppy, but they don't know if it's a dog or a wolf, right?
Whoa.
18,000 years old.
Oh, my God.
18,000 years.
That's
frozen.
Insane. Where did they find that?
In Russia.
Of course.
Yeah, right?
It's always like Russia.
Near Siberia, where it's
of
fucking
course.
Cold as hell. But they're saying that the nose, the fur, and the teeth are remarkably intact. And I'm looking at
frozen.
The picture, and it's like, wow, you know? I mean, the eyes are gone and shit, but I mean, yeah. It's
the
amazing.
The eyes always creep me out.
Can you imagine 18,000 years?
No.
I mean, who can even comprehend such a long time?
Yeah, that's insane.
That there was an animal that's still, like, recognizable, you know?
Ew, I hate the thing about the eyes. I just, like, hate it.
Yeah. Don't think
gross.
About the eyes.
No, I know. I can't stop, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have to
No,
bring
you're
it up.
Good. I worked at this restaurant, and we served, like, a bronzino, and...
What's that?
It's a fish. Or it was a whole sea bass, but they served it with the head on it, and you'd always see the little roasted eye.
Right.
It always grossed me out so much, and some people would eat the eye. They said it was the best part.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
I'd see them pick it out with the chopsticks and pop it right in their mouth.
Right.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you see, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, people eat all kinds of things, but it's like you have to ask yourself, where do I draw the line, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because we do eat animals and stuff
I
like
don't.
That, but, right. But why would you eat, like, the chicken's breast but not the head or something, you know?
Right.
And some people do eat the head and the legs.
Yeah, the feet, everything.
Right,
the chicken feet soup. And
yeah. So it's all about, you know, how you grow up, you know?
It's true.
I mean, countries, people eat dogs and stuff. Why don't we eat dogs? Because we domesticated them. So,
right.
You know, we made them our friends. But otherwise, you know, I mean, You can do do that with any animal.
And somewhere like India, they don't eat cows, you know, because cows are like sacred to them. And here we eat cow all the time.
Right.
You know?
So it's all a question of where you draw the line.
It's true.
You know?
I draw it at all of them.
Yeah, right.
It's like, no. No, no. Like, they're my friends.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah, totally. You
know? Yeah.
It's just, there's also, like, when you don't eat meat, there's a different sense of smell and taste that you have. Like, I can always taste on fries when they've been in a fryer with like chicken wings, or like yesterday we were sampling fries at this job that I started, and I could taste that they were fried in the same fryer as the calamari.
Yeah.
I could taste it right on there, and no one else could taste it, but I could taste it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what did you do about the food that you don't eat?
I just didn't eat it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I try to keep as vegan as possible. I'll do dairy here and there, you know, for like tastings, or because I'm a chef too, so sometimes I like to try and imitate items. So I'll taste things for that, or if I'm traveling and there's no options, I'll eat egg or dairy if I have to. But I try.
But at the restaurant, they'll respect it if you don't eat meat.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you sell it if you don't know what it tastes like?
Because you have to be that good, and I am. I'm like, oh yeah, the lamb chops are fantastic. You know, they're braised on the outside, served on bone, like delicious. Yeah. No one ever knows. Everyone's like, wow, this is so good. You were right. I'm like, I know. In my head, I'm like, I've never tasted that before in my entire life. So good.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So animals, you know.
I know.
Little squishies. They're talking about calls to poison control centers and about psychoactive drugs. So they're saying, like, the most calls people call is about marijuana. Like, you know, so, I mean, they talk about mushrooms and all that other stuff, but they're saying that these are like natural drugs, right?
Mm.
My question is, why would you fucking call when you're on marijuana? I mean,
it affects people really harshly sometimes. People like
freak out, huh?
Yeah, I've known so many people who have gone to the hospital for it.
Yeah, like
which
with
is
edibles
insane.
And shit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I was...
They freak out.
I had just started working at this nightclub, and one of the... dancers at the club gave us these like Kush cookies for like $2 a bag, and I was like, how strong could these be?
Right.
So I ate like half of one, and it was a bad call to do it before my shift, but I did. This was a really long time ago, and this other girl bought some, and she ate both cookies, and they ended up having to call the ambulance, and she got taken away by ambulance, and she told me it was her first time ever doing edibles. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, and they eat a lot because they don't feel it right away, so they eat more.
You got to give it like an hour.
Right.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you're an idiot. And I had the half a cookie, and I was spinning.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, and it was dark in there, and there was lights going on, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I shouldn't have done this my first week on this job.
Yeah. No, I know a couple people, at least, cases where people that I know freaked out on edibles and shit, you know, like going to emergency. So that's true. But just smoking it, I don't know. But I guess people that smoke for the first time, they probably freak out.
Yeah.
You know, if you smoke too much or...
I mean, my first couple times smoking, I didn't feel anything.
Right.
It wasn't until like the fourth or fifth time.
Because you don't know how to smoke it, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I say I didn't feel anything, but I just remember eating like a whole can of those Stacks chips. I was just sitting in my friend's kitchen like, like just popping one after the other. Her mom was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm great. Everything's great.
Yeah. Let me eat more.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I know. Well, I looked up that restaurant I was telling you about. It's called Lowell Farms, and that's Lowell Farms Cafe, and that's where you eat regular food. Yeah. So the food is, people think the food is like all infused, but it's not.
No.
It's regular food, but you can go in and smoke weed, and
that's
you
fun.
Can even buy edibles there and stuff, but... So it's like a dispensary / restaurant.
Yeah.
So I looked at it, and, you know, it's pretty pricey, you know. Like,
is it?
A hamburger, $20, you know, that's not cheap, right?
No, that's about what it is these days, $18.
Really?
18 to 20, yeah.
18, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, at like high-end restaurants,
I mean,
though,
mostly
right?
anywhere. You know, I mean, if you go to Fatburger, it's like 10 or 12, you know, and then you go to a nice sit-down restaurant where you're being served.
No, I mean, come on. Fatburger would be like, if you don't get anything beside it,
right.
it'd be $5, $6.
Really?
But it's fast food, yeah.
Hmm.
But that's fast food, you know.
Yeah.
So a hamburger, I would think you go to, let's say, a nice restaurant, decent restaurant, $13, $15 make sense?
No, now it's more like $18.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So you're saying that that's okay. That's a good price.
I wouldn't say good price. I'd say average.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally.
I guess I haven't been to a restaurant in a while. I don't know.
It also depends what it's made out of. It's made out of like really high quality cuts and things like that, which I doubt, but.
Right.
Yeah.
You never know, you know, but.
I mean, stoners will eat anything.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, this peanut butter on these saltine crackers is amazing right now. You know? You're like, I've never had anything so good in my whole life.
That's true, right? Yeah. Everything tastes so good.
So good.
I know. I miss it, man. I miss getting high.
It's all right. You can here and there.
Exactly. Every once in a while. So I figured going to the restaurant, I get my kids interested in it. So we're going to go. I'm going to take my kids over there. And I guess once is not going to kill me, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to experience it. Yeah. Just be around people.
Yeah.
To do the same thing, you know.
Something I want to do is I was driving around yesterday and I saw a cat cafe.
Oh.
And I want to go into one of them, just drink coffee.
You have cats?
I do. I have two cats. They're actually in Jersey at my mom's. I can't wait to bring them here. The last time I went home, I hadn't had an apartment yet, so I didn't. I had nowhere to bring them, so they've been staying with my mom, and I miss them so much.
Are you gonna get to see them? Are you bringing them back with you?
Not this time.
Yeah,
not this time. Next time, I'm gonna try and go home in January.
Okay.
And bring them finally.
So yeah, so wait a little bit more until
you
settle
down. I can't wait. I miss them so much. I come home from work and I just want to like bury my head in their fluffy little bellies.
Yeah. I can imagine, you know, I mean, my son moved in with me and brought his cat, and that cat destroyed my house completely.
Really?
Yeah. All my leather furniture. I mean, he'd climb on it, look at me and start going with its paws. And
doesn't keep the nails cut, does he?
No. I mean, he had some of those plastic things you put on the nails.
No.
But they all fell out, you know.
Yeah, the cat's going to pull that right off.
Right.
It's going to, like, grab it with their teeth.
Yeah, and he wasn't cutting the nails enough. And all my furniture was gone.
No.
The hair everywhere. Oh, man, that killed me.
Yeah, the hair's a killer.
So it's like, you know, pets to me are dirty, you know. And that's why I like them, but I can't live with them.
Yeah.
Same with dogs, too. I like dogs a lot, but I can't live with animals.
Also, they're just like
neat and clean.
Their little butts are out all the time, and they're just like sitting on your stuff everywhere. You're just like, ew. Like, you can just see the moments when the contact happens. You're like, no, my God, why? So
that's true. But yeah. I remember my maid was going crazy once the cat was there because she'd vacuum the house and the whole vacuum tank would be full of cat hair.
I know.
Like, it was like, it looked like a cat.
You got to brush them. Cat. It really helps when you brush them.
Yeah.
It really does.
Didn't do any of this shit.
My cats are good.
Yeah.
They are. They're really good. They don't really scratch and they listen to me when I tell them to get down from a counter. And it's funny, when I lived in my apartment, they knew they weren't supposed to be on the counter. And then as soon as I would turn the lights off, they would think I couldn't see them. And they would jump right on the counter. I'm like, I can see you.
Yeah.
I can see you. And they just look at me like, oh, she can see us. And then I'd go to get up. And they just look at me like, I'm going to jump if you get up. I'm going to jump. And then I'd be like, I'm going to get up. And
that's
then,
funny how
and then
cats,
I'd stand up and they'd jump down.
Yeah.
I'm like, you
cats
losers.
Cats are so different from dogs, huh?
Yeah. They're like little smart athletes. And dogs are kind of just like, love me, you know.
True.
Yeah. Cats like,
yeah.
I'm gonna decide if I like you, but no, they're good cats. They don't bite. They've never scratched or bitten or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave them people names too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tina and Duncan. her government name is Mouse because she had huge ears when she was a kitten.
Uh-huh.
But she wouldn't respond to Mouse for like 3 months. And one day I just looked at her and I was like, hey, Tina. And she looked right at me.
Really?
Yeah, she looked at me like, finally, you got my name right.
Well, if you have a Duncan, you should have called the other one Donuts. You know?
That's so funny. Yeah, Duncan. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today, Jen.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving
Happy
to
Thanksgiving.
Everybody. And have a safe trip.
All right.
Enjoy yourself out there and your family. Give them our love.
Yeah, don't drink and drive tonight. It's like the craziest night of the year for drinking and driving.
Right. Well, yeah. I never do. I rarely ever drink, so that's fine. And I don't know what I'm going to do tonight, but tomorrow we'll go eat, and that'll be fun. And
so good.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Wish me luck on my flight.
Good luck on your flight.
Thank you.
See you. So Friday, we're going to be off first couple of days of next week. But we'll see you towards the middle of next week. So we hope you miss us, and we'll see you then.
See you then.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.